Now, Lauren and Cameron. Time to meet Lauren's mom first.
Yep.
Her parents are divorced, so meeting them separate. Yes, it's not a situation where the mom and the dad are not together like Jeannie and his dad parents. So Lauren first, her mom is over. Cameron's not there yet. They're just kind of joking, talking. Lauren's chatting about her mom has been pestering her for years. Like, your eggs are drying up, Lauren. When are you going to find a husband, Lauren?
That's awful.
Get out the house, Lauren.
That's awful. Oh, my God.
Just hearing those over and over.
Yeah.
So then Cameron comes home. The mom is all smiles. Cameron tells the mom, you know, I'm 100% in. There's no one else I'd rather be with. She's an amazing woman. Just do what a Cameron does. Just lays it on thick.
Yeah, all the stuff that would woo a mom instantly.
Exactly. Yeah. All the stuff a mom would love. Just singing, you know, her daughter's praises. The mom is just smiling, eating it all up. And so, yeah. So they're sitting talking. And the mom turns to Cameron and is like, so Lauren told me you used to be in a rap group? What?
Justine has exited the chat and gotten on her soapbox.
Oh, God. Here we go. Yeah, this makes sense. This is the moment. Yeah.
This is it. This man proceeds to rap. I don't even care what he was saying. First of all, you all know how I feel about poets.
Yeah.
This is just poet diet. Poet light.
Okay. Poet light, yeah.
Second of all, Cameron, you're from Maine. Get the fuck out of here with this rapping.
Right? I was like, what, Cameron? In college, he was in a rap group at the University of Maine? Or where the hell you were? What? They had hip-hop there?
No, they didn't. I'm here to tell you, they didn't. Third of all, there was a group of you doing this?
A group. A hip-hop group.
Did you all perform in the student
like
center?
Oh, Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang!
It's a hip-hop group these days. What is that? Wu-Tang, the locks. What? What?
Oh, and then God. Fourth and final, and I think most important point. When white men or women jump into black culture and imitate it and then are praised for it, I find that to be very demeaning.
Because even, yeah, their skills don't even have to be that good.
No.
Like people just are astonished that here's a white boy that could rap. Right. Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah.
Who's with this black girl who's proud to be black. That's not enough. Also, it's not a flex.
Yeah.
It's really not. No. It's really sad. It's really, to me, offensive. And white people have been imitating black culture forever. Forever.
Yeah.
And it's been so accelerated across the past, like, I would say, like, 20 years. But why would he... Is he, like, trying to prove something to this lady? Because he could easily have been like, I'm really not that good and I don't want to embarrass myself on TV. Because that's exactly what the fuck you just did.
Yeah. I feel like he didn't really... I feel like he feels like he didn't have a choice. The mom put him on the spot. So I hear you're in a rap group. Like, and she's looking at him expectantly. So you gonna spit something?
Yeah.
And whether he wanted to or not, I don't think he had a choice. He had to spit his lame little freestyle and just kind of keep this mom a smiling. So.
And why was she smiling?
I know. Lauren was like dancing.
Yeah.
But I couldn't tell if she's being like sarcastic or like was actually into it.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell either, which is also a problem.
Oh my god,
it drives me nuts when that happens. It drives me crazy when white people are just like praised because they know rap exists. Like, right. No, that's not enough.
And it was just bizarre. Like, Cameron, I was one again, same thing when I first saw this, and I was like, wait, what? Cameron, soft little nerdy Cameron, the scientist from Maine, is about to spit a freestyle. Like, what?
Yeah.
Very bizarre, very cringe. Very cringe.
As we thought. And he's now doing it on Instagram Live with her.
Oh, God, no. Oh, no. I'm very intrigued by this hip-hop group, though, in college.
Same.
What, did y'all do shows? Like, what is this?
And how old is Cameron? He's, what, 28? There's got to be footage of this.
That's what I'm saying. Somebody got to post footage. Yeah. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, that happened. Fun fact, we learned Cameron's parents are also named Pam and Bill.
That's wild.
Just like Lauren's parents, which is fucking wild. I don't know if they're meant to be together, or is that like a weird omen?
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah.
That's very bizarre. But yeah, so that little, you know, fun moment, the mom, she gives some foreshadowing to Lauren's dad, who is definitely not going to be asking him to be rapping nothing.
No, I'm so happy this is back to back.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.